Hello, folks. It's Pastor Brandon coming to you live from Siloam Springs, Arkansas, with another Pastor Brandon live broadcast, and it's good to be here today. And boy, we got a lot of stuff to talk about today. I got a pretty big topic today. Today's topic is entitled the 666 hand gesture, and I'm going to be talking about this. And actually, a lot of people will call it the okay or the good or the good like the okay or the good handshake. And so we're going to be talking about that today. But before we do, I do have a couple of announcements I like to make. I want you all to mark your calendars for this date. Now, on Monday the 31st, I'm going to have a very special New Year's Eve broadcast. And that New Year's Eve broadcast, I'm going to be starting anywhere from 11 to 11:30. I'm not really quite sure how it's all going to work out, but I'm going to take the time to do some preaching, to do some singing, and who knows, I might just whip out a hymn book and just start singing a cappella that night. I don't know, but we're just going to have a good time to usher in the new year. So if you can pray for me on that, please pray for a message and a devotional. I'm going to actually be doing a message and a devotional kind of into one video. So it's going to be a very lengthy video, but it's really going to be just a New Year's Eve broadcast to kind of bring us into the new year. So please pray for me on that. I'm also thinking about going up to Missouri to Bethel Church. It's my home away from home. I want to kind of see everybody there, just have some fellowship time with them. So I'm thinking about maybe doing that sometime within the next week. So pray for me that if the good Lord willing, that I will have the opportunity to do so. I don't know. I would like to, but I don't want to make any promises or commit to something not quite yet. So pray for me on that. See what else. As of today, this morning, I had ordered some cards to kind of help promote the sermon audio ministry and the Fishers of Men ministry that I have through sermon audio. So those should be coming here within another week or so. So pray for me on that as well. Pray that God will use it to, you know, be a blessing to those who receive a card. So I got those coming in the mail. What else? I think that is about it. And I know I got a lot of stuff to go through today, but that's just part of it. So pray for me, my family, pray for this broadcast. I've got some things I'm going to be sharing with you today. I can't get the pictures to print out because I still got to get my printer hooked up to my laptop. So I'm just going to basically kind of turn my laptop around and I'm going to show you guys some pictures. And it's actually quite shocking because a lot of the things I'm going to be talking about is a particular hand gesture that is not Christian, and it's kind of sinister looking. And I'm going to actually share with you a list of people who you might be familiar with that actually do it. There's actually some politicians that do it, and there's actually a lot of Hollywood people that do it. So, well, stay tuned for that. Prayer requests. So I already kind of got my prayer request out of the way. I don't really, continue to pray for Brother Joey. And I know Brother Joey has pain here and there, so continue to pray for him. But, I mean, other than that, I don't really have any other prayer requests to share this afternoon. If you got a prayer request, feel free to, put it on there. And if you want me to say something, then I'll be more than happy to, but we'll just, from there, we'll just go ahead and we'll dive into the topic. so So let's go ahead and let's get started with this topic that we're going to be talking about today. So I'm going to show a demonstration, okay? I'm going to show a demonstration of this particular hand gesture. And I want you to know, and I just want to see if you guys are familiar with it. I'm sure you probably know, let's see here. I'm sure you probably know this particular hand gesture. Can you all see that? I'm sure you've probably seen people do this. And a lot of people will assume that this is like okay. And this is, you know, okay, good, you know, whatever. Okay. This is 666. Okay. You got 666. There's three sixes. Okay. I'm sure you probably see a lot of people who either are ignorant or they know what they're doing that do this, okay? And that particular thing, you know, it's not a good sign, and it should be. And I think Bible believers need to be made aware that it is a sign that shouldn't be flashed around, okay? It is a sign that, you know, we need to acknowledge and know that it is not good. Now, I want to show you some pictures here of people who've done it. Now, I'm sure, hang on a second, I'm sure you probably know Smiley Joel Osteen, okay? Joel Osteen. Now, I don't know if you can see it. But if you can kind of see, right here, okay, that is Smiley Joel Osteen. He is a heretic who says to have your best life now, and he's done other satanic signs, and you see that he's doing that sign right there, 666, okay? Now, I know there are probably people who are ignorant, and they probably don't know, and this is why I'm doing the video. But I'm just talking about a knowledgeable Christian. If you're born again, and you are a Christian, why would you flash a symbol like this around? Why would you do it? I mean, if you were well-educated... I mean, what I mean by well-educated, I mean you signed your study to show yourself approved. Why would you flash that around to people? See, Joel Osteen's a heretic, and all he does is all this feel-good nonsense, and you see him right here holding that sign up. Okay? Now, I'm sure you know another picture I want to show you guys, and I'm sure you know... Pope Francis, and as what Pastor Mike calls him, the talking pope, El Papa, Pope Francis, the talking pope. And if you see it again, you see Pope Francis, he is doing that same symbol. Okay? You see that Pope Francis is doing that same exact 666 symbol. Let me tell you something about Pope Francis. Pope Francis is a Jesuit pope, okay? You've got the Jesuit black pope, the Jesuit general, but he is a Jesuit pope. He's a Jesuit, and he is pope. He's the head of the Catholic Church, okay? Which is why he's done everything he can to infiltrate other religions and other so-called Christian denominations to getting them together into one religion. Okay, and you see that he's holding that sign there, and he is the leader of the Whore of Babylon. Okay, the Whore of Babylon is the Roman Catholic Church. And you see that Pope Francis, the talking pope, is holding up that symbol. Okay, he's a Jesuit. Okay, now, listen, this next photo is of President Trump. Okay, now listen, President Trump is our president, and I think we need to show him that respect. But I'm going to call him out. Okay? I'm going to call him out. You see here, a lot of times when you watch President Trump speak, you see that he's holding up that same symbol. Why do you think he's doing that? Well, I could list a whole bunch of things, but I'm really not going to get into it, so I'm going to let you all draw your own conclusions. But President Trump, he's holding up that three sixes, 666. And by the way, I don't know if you know this, but President Trump has bragged about how Norman Vincent Peale was his pastor. If you know anything about Norman Vincent Peale, Norman Vincent Peale was a heretic that was all into that prosperity nonsense, that prosperity gospel nonsense. And President Trump, he comes from a charismatic background, and he's holding up three sixes. Whether he knows it or not, I know not. Isn't that ironic? And he claims to be Christian. He claims. But you see him on a video that he really didn't give a, when he was asked if he ever received forgiveness from God, he never really gave a clear answer. So he's not born again. His running mate, Mike Pence. Now, this is something I'll have to do some more research on. So I'm going to choose my words very carefully on this. But allegedly, there is alleged proof that Mike Pence could be a Freemason. And the reason why I say that, because there was a particular video, which I'll have to go and see if I can find it. But I guess, allegedly, there was a video of Pence shaking someone's hand in a Freemasonic manner. Not to mention that it's also said that Mike Pence could be a Catholic. And he comes from a Jesuit education. Like his background, he came from a Jesuit education. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not trying to say that Mike Pence is a Jesuit. I'm not saying that he is. I'm not trying to be prejudiced and say things that may not be true. Okay, I'm trying to be very careful on that. But the thing is it's interesting how you have Trump doing all this. He comes from a background that is completely heresy. And, and then you got Mike Pence, who allegedly could be a Freemason. There's actually other things that Mike Pence actually could be guilty of that could involve with all these massive arrests that they're planning on doing. There's like 70, I think there's like, it's up to like 70,000 indictments that they have already that are sealed that they're going to break open. Now I can't confirm or deny that, but that's the stuff I've been hearing, and I really should be careful what I say, because if I can't prove it, then there's no sense of actually saying that. But here's the thing. Getting back to Trump, why would he make that symbol? Why would he blatantly make a 666 symbol? It's just food for thought, just trying to get you all thinking a little bit. Now, I got one more picture I want to show you guys here. If I can actually access it, it's on Pinterest.com, so I'll even kind of show you. I wonder if it's giving it a load. Okay, so I don't know if you know who that is, okay? William Shatner. You see him doing that, right in that corner, William Shatner. If you know who William Shatner is, William Shatner is an actor who was in the, that's interesting. He does it constantly, but William Shatner was like on, Star Trek, or I think it was Star Trek. But, you see that a lot of the people in Hollywood are actually from the Illuminati. They're Illuminati people. Now, not everyone who's, I should say this. Not everybody who is lost is in the Illuminati. I'm not saying that. But they do have that same spirit as the people who are in the Illuminati, because the people who are in the Illuminati worship Lucifer. And guess what? So do Freemasons. Freemasons worship Lucifer. They're Luciferians. And they have the spirit of Antichrist. Now see, now it cut out again. It cut out once. So pray for me on this. I'm guessing devil don't like it, so who cares? Bible says, you stand and resist the devil and he shall flee from you. Amen. And that's what I intend to do. And I know he's going to try to make me angry. So, anyways, I want us to I've already showed the photos I wanted to share with you guys. Now I want to get into some scripture. Okay, let's get into some scripture today. Because this is kind of as to why I'm doing this, okay? In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 11 through 12, it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. For it is a shame even to speak of things which are done of them in secret." Psalms 94:16. "Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity?" Okay. John 7:24. Jesus says, "Judge not according to the appearance, but judge righteous judgment." You know how you judge righteous judgment? The Word of God. You know why? Because Jesus said that when He judges, His judgment is true. Okay? Judge righteous judgment. Judge according to the Word of God. Can I get an amen from God's people on that? That's a... Okay. So, Titus chapter 1, verse 10 through 13. "For there are many unruly and vain talkers and deceivers, especially they of the circumcision, whose mouths must be stopped." Stop right there. You know who needs to have their mouth stopped? You know who needs to have their mouth stopped? We call that Democrats. That was a joke. But that was a pun actually, because it was a pun. You know why? Because the symbol of the Democrats is a donkey, and God opened the mouth of Balaam's donkey, but these talking donkeys known as Democrats open their mouths and they need to keep it shut. That's why I say pun intended. So, let's go ahead and continue on. "Teaching things which they ought not for filthy lucre's sake." Joel Osteen is one of them. One of themselves, even a prophet of their own, said the Christians are always liars, evil beasts, slow bellies. This witness is true. Wherefore rebuke them sharply, that they may be sound in faith. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 2. Do ye not know that the saints shall judge the world? And if the world should be judged by you, are ye unworthy to judge the smallest matters? Now, that's kind of as to why I'm teaching this, is to kind of give you, and to show you, by the way, there's one more verse. Okay, I want to do something here real quick. It's another reason as to why I'm teaching this hand gesture, okay? Here you go. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. "Lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Amen? We need not to be ignorant of his devices. And even as slight as of these hand signals can be a part of his device. We need to not be ignorant of that. Amen. We are to not be ignorant of the fact that there is these hand signals that are not biblically sound or not Christian. And that and the 666 thing is exactly what it is. Okay? It's a non-Christian hand gesture is what it is. Let's see here. The verse I want to get into today, this afternoon, okay, that's going to kind of fit. Hopefully that will fit in this whole thing. If you have the Bibles, turn with me to Revelation 13, 18. Revelation 13, 18. Revelation 13, 18. Okay, Revelation 13, 18. That's not Revelation, that's Hebrews. Oh man, I was way off. Revelation 13:18. It says, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast, for it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Okay, Brother Ryan had touched on that this morning. He briefly touched on what three score was. Okay, three score is 60. Okay, but his number is 666. Okay, so 666. Okay, now I do have some. I actually do have sources I'm going to put up on YouTube, okay? So I'm not going to just be blowing smoke through my teeth. I've got sources to sort of show you what this is. Okay, now, as far as if they're good or not, I'll let you be the judge on that. Okay? Now, the okay or good hand gesture is actually a satanic sign, which is 666. Okay? The sign is made by touching your thumb with your index finger, making a circle. The other fingers follow the index shape, thus forming the tail of two sixes. Therefore, you got three sixes. 666. Okay? The sign. Okay. Here's what's sinister. The sign is given as a pledge of allegiance to Satan. When it is given over the eye, it represents the eye of Lucifer. Or it could represent the eye of the Antichrist, the idol shepherd. That's what that circle is. If that circle is over the eye, it represents the eye of the Antichrist. It represents the eye of Lucifer. That's what that represents. In Zechariah 11:17, "Woe to the idle shepherd that leaveth the flock. The sword shall be upon his arm and upon his right eye. His arm shall be clean dried up, and his right eye shall be utterly darkened." So the idol shepherd only has one eye. And when you do the sign over the eye, that's what that is representing. It represents the all-seeing eye on the back of your dollar bill. It represents the eye of the Antichrist or the eye of Lucifer. Okay? Hang on a second. That's a... I think I did that a little bit too late, but anyways. Now, there is many people that have made this symbol. There are many people that have made this 666 symbol. Okay? I'm going to read to you the names of who's actually made this hand gesture. Okay? People such as John Kerry, he's made that hand gesture. Former President Bill Clinton has made that hand gesture. President Donald Trump makes that hand gesture. And by the way, here is the verse I put under for Donald Trump. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 20 to 21, but I say that the things which the Gentiles sacrifice, they sacrifice to devils and not unto God. And I would not that ye should have fellowship with devils. Ye cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Ye cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. Let me tell you something. Trump claims that he's a Christian and that he says Merry Christmas. But let me ask you a question. If he's a Christian, why does he make that symbol? Why does he make that symbol? This is a satanic symbol. It's not a biblical symbol. Now, I do that to show you as a demonstration. Okay? That is 666. And yet, Trump does it. Why? Why does he do that? The verse I just read says, you cannot partake of the table of the Lord, and you cannot partake of the table of devils. You must choose. Will you choose the Lord, or will you choose Satan? Will you choose Jesus Christ or the Antichrist? The choice is yours. Listen, Donald Trump is our president, and I'll pray for him that he'll get saved. I'll pray for our president. And I'll show him the respect I'll show respect for his office. But Trump ain't perfect either. And if there's things that he's doing, such as that, I'm going to call it out. I'm going to call it out, whether people like it or not. The Pope has made that symbol. John Kerry's made it. Bill Clinton has done it. Like I said, Pope Francis has done it. Oprah Winfrey has made that symbol. Beyonce Knowles has made that symbol. Michael Douglas. William Shatner. Bruce Jenner. By the way, oh, I'm sorry, that's not politically correct. Well, guess what? I ain't got time to be... I don't have time for that politically correct nonsense. It is Bruce Jenner. They call him Caitlyn Jenner. But I'm going to call him Bruce Jenner because that is his name. Bruce Jenner has made that symbol. Bruce Jenner. Okay? Here is a name you're probably going to be familiar with, but are going to be shocked. Alex Jones has made that symbol. He's done that hand gesture. Alex Jones, a supposed conservative news person, he's made that symbol. He's done the hand gesture. People like Johnny Depp has done the hand gesture. Leonardo DiCaprio. Denzel Washington. Lady Gaga. Beyonce. Drake. Anne Hathaway. Jackie Chan. Emma Watson. Britney Spears. Justin Timberlake. Katy Perry. A promoter of sodomy. Has done it. That doesn't surprise me very much. Because a lot of these Hollywood people are pure-breded Satanists. They start making hand gestures like there's no tomorrow. Most of those Hollywood people are devil-possessed, lost people. Listen, the Lord died for those people too. They can be saved if they really wanted to. They can be saved if they choose. But guess what? They chose to serve mammon. They chose to serve money. They chose to serve Lucifer, Satan, and worship Satan as God. Hang on a second. Turn with me to Isaiah. Turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah. Okay. Isaiah 14:12. How art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit also on the mount of the congregation. By the way, does Satan go to church? Sure he does. You know why he goes to church? Because he wants to manipulate and to be worshipped as God. And so, and sad to say that most of the American church has chosen to serve Satan. But, you know, they try to Christianize everything they do, and they try to biblicalize everything they do, and it's not biblical. Okay? In the congregation on the side of the north, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. That is five things. You know what's on a pentagram? Five sides. You flip the pentagram upside down, you get the head of the, you get the goat of Mendez, which is a goat, which is what? Which is a symbol in Satanism. And by the way, it's really interesting about that. You know what? Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm going to look up, and I'm going to be looking up here in the Pure Bible Search, which, by the way, is a good resource. It's the King James Pure Bible Search is a search that is provided by Bethel Church. And Pastor Mike knows a woman named Donna who has created the software for the church. Okay? And Pastor Mike wants everybody, he wants people to use the Pure Bible Search. There's no cost to it. It's free. Okay? It is free. It is a free resource that he offers to those who want to use it. That's my little promotion for Pure Bible Search. But it's a good reason, it's a good search. It's a good program to use. Now, I'm going to look in here in sheep and goats. Now keep this in mind. There's five things mentioned in Isaiah 14:12-14 of Satan's pride in his heart. The pentagram has five sides, and if you were to flip it upside down, you get the shape of a goat, and they call that the goat of Mendez. And the goat of Mendez is a satanic symbol that they use in Satanism. Okay? But check this out. Okay, hang on a second. I don't know why it's... let's see here. It's in the Gospels. I gotta find it here real quick. Here we go. Matthew 25:32. And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one for another as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right and the goats on the left. And the goats are people who are lost. Satanists are lost. Let me tell you something. Jesus Christ loves them. He loves them. He gave his life for them. But the Satanists choose to reject Christ and to serve Lucifer as God. That's the problem. Is that these Satanists don't want Jesus Christ. They want Satan. They want Lucifer. They want to worship Lucifer. And where it's going to lead them is in the damnation for all eternity. And keep that in mind. Okay, keep that in mind. Just kind of food for thought. Now, more people that are that have been known to making this hand gesture, this 666 hand gesture. Okay, Khloe Kardashian from the Kardashians. Michael Jackson has been known to make such a sign. Neo, which is, I believe, a rapper of some sort. I don't care for rap. Rap is just a bunch of garbage and nonsense from the pit of hell. That's what that is. Madonna, Rihanna, Taylor Swift, Shia LaBeouf, Tyra Banks, and Sandra Bullock. Now, a lot of those names I just read to you are probably names that you probably have heard of. They're probably names that you recognize in movies that you've probably seen. But keep in mind that most of Hollywood are Luciferian elitists. I mean, the Illuminati has its tentacles in politics, has its tentacles in Hollywood, has its tentacles in the news outlets. Whatever you think of, the enemy is using to influence and brainwash the masses. And Hollywood is one way of doing it. Listen, I respect the office of presidency, the president, okay? I will pray for President Trump. I hope and pray that he gets saved. But what need is there for him to make such a sign? It's ironic, he's making the same sign that a lot of these Satanists are making. It's not right. But Trump needs to be saved. Our vice president needs to be saved. People, every single person who is lost needs to be saved. The Bible says it is not God's will for any to perish, but come to repentance. Amen. God desires that all come to repentance. It's not his. By the way, Jesus said that hell was created for the devil and his angels. I mean, listen, I've heard it said this way. Eternity is too long to be wrong. If people who die tonight, if there is a lost person who dies tonight and ends up in hell, they're going to split hell wide open. They will. Anyways, that's just people now. Okay, now I want to kind of get into companies and stuff like that. Just a couple companies I want to mention. And then we'll wrap it up. Monster. Okay, Monster is one of those that has that 666 on their thing. Let me pull it up too, because I'm going to show you what I mean by that. Let's see here. I can get it loading. Now, if you don't know what Monster is, I'm talking about the Monster Energy Drink. Okay, I don't know if you all can see that. But if you see this here is said to be the Hebrew number for 6. And there's 3 of them. And they did this intentionally. It's not, I mean, they wouldn't just ignorantly put it on. I mean, you got spirit, I mean, there's a conspiracy, you know, a spiritual conspiracy where, I mean, the spirit that worketh in the children of disobedience, okay? But you see, they got 666. I mean, so you got Monster. Let's see, what else here? I gotta get back to my notes. Taco Bell. That was very intriguing too. Let me show that. Let me show the picture of that. Let's see here if I can find it. Taco Bell. See if I can find their logo. No, I didn't want news. Images. Taco Bell's actually interesting too. Why am I getting food? I don't want to see the... Oh, here we go. I want to see this. If I can actually find... Taco Bell, let's see. Taco Bell's logo. Now, I did see the Taco Bell logo, and I have to go back and actually find the picture for it, but that's probably not the greatest example, but I'll have to show you if I can find it. I'm going to see if I can actually find it again and show you where the six appears on that. Sometimes they're hidden, and sometimes I see it, and then sometimes when I go to another picture, it's like, okay, well, either they updated it, or I just can't, they just tied it so well. So, let's see here. So Taco Bell's one another company that does the whole 666 thing. Adobe Reader. Let me pull that up here real quick, too. Adobe Reader. Okay. Let's see. I can't find it. Here we go. Adobe Reader. You can kind of look at it a certain way, you kind of get the number six. See, there's a six there. There's a six there. And a six there. So you see that there are three sixes in the Adobe Reader. Okay? That's very subtle. They do that very subtly, and, you know, they're actually quite smart in doing it subtly, but at the same time, it's like, you can pick it out if you know where to look. So they're really not that smart. Now, the last thing I want to show you is this, is the Google Chrome. That's got three sixes in it. And I need a... Let's see here. Google Chrome. Google Chrome. I can find... Oh, here we go. Okay, Google Chrome. See, there's a six there. There's a six there. And there's a six there. It's three sixes. It's all part of indoctrination to getting people to receiving a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. Now, I'm not saying that everybody that uses that technology will get it. I'm just saying that people who are unlearned and probably, I'm talking about those who just are brainwashed, basically. Brainwashed. People who see that and think it's cool and they think it's good technological advances, you know, stuff like that. You know, just people who are brainwashed that see that as there's nothing wrong with it and they can't see it. Let's see. I wonder. People who are bewitched. O foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you? Actually, hang on a second. Let's go to that verse. Because I think this will fit very well with the 666 thing. Because, really, people are being bewitched. They're being cursed. There's a curse on them, and they're it's like a hex that they're under that they just don't see this stuff. Galatians chapter 3, verse 1. All foolish Galatians, who hath bewitched you that ye should not obey the truth, before whose eyes Jesus Christ hath been evidently set forth, crucified among you? And by the way, there are many people who are being bewitched, or there's a hex that they're under. And it's these people that are not obeying the truth, and they're being indoctrinated and brainwashed. And if they don't come out of that, when the time comes, when it's too late, it's going to be those people who will receive a mark in their right hand or in their forehead. And by the way, part of the bewitching and indoctrination is all these symbols that they're putting out there and that people don't have the discernment to see them. And how do you get discernment? And actually, this will probably be a good place to kind of sort of close down. How do you get discernment? Well, you get discernment from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost gives you discernment. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, you really can't discern. That's right, sister. That's a strong delusion. Okay, strong delusion. God shall send a strong delusion that they shall believe a lie. Let me look that up here real quickly. I want to look that up too. Strong delusion. Okay, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie." And by the way, they'll believe, the delusion will be so strong that they will believe that lie because they don't have discernment. Let me tell you something. It is the Holy Ghost that gives you discernment. Amen. It is the Holy Ghost that gives you discernment. Without the Holy Ghost, you won't be able to discern. Okay? There's something else that came to mind too. I don't know. All this stuff is just coming up, and I can't ignore it. Let's see here. 1 Corinthians 1:18. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolish, foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." Let me tell you something. If to those who are perishing, if you try to teach the cross to them and they mark it off as foolishness, how much more if you try to describe to them all these different symbols and what they really mean? What makes you think that they're going to count that as, you know, count that as a nugget of information? They'll just count that off as foolishness too. Maybe not. Because, I mean, there's some, you know, Freemasonry, they always lie. They lie about their symbols. It's only the top Luciferians in that group that know what their symbols mean. But they just deliberately lie to the other Freemasons. Which, by the way, wouldn't be, I wouldn't recommend anyone become a Freemason because Freemasonry is Luciferianism, is what it is. And but the point I want to make is this: without the Holy Ghost, you can't discern spiritual things without the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is what gives you the discernment. Amen. Now, for those of you that are watching, who are born again and spirit-filled and sealed by the Holy Ghost, if you're watching this, I hope that everything I said made sense. I don't mean to be babbling on and on and on and utterly, you know, not making sense. But I hope that if just one of you watches this and gets it, praise God. That's worth it. But here's what is even more worth it. If there's any of you that are watching this and are not saved, do not wait. Okay? Don't wait. Tomorrow, there may not be a tomorrow. Tomorrow may be too late. Today is the day of salvation. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. If you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart that Jesus Christ is who he says he is, and you put your faith and trust in him with the things that he did for you at the cross, you'll be saved. If you want to know how to be saved, you need to sincerely go before the Lord and repent of your sin. Ask him to forgive you. Ask him to cleanse you and wash you. Ask Him to come into your heart and life, and ask Him to be the Lord and Savior of your heart and life. But also to fill you with the Spirit, with His Spirit, and He will. And thank Him for your salvation. But the most important thing, and it's really simple, it's not complicated, is really putting your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Now, Brother Ryan had mentioned, do you have to be baptized? The answer is no, you don't have to be baptized to go to heaven. First of all, because that's a work. Number two is you take a look at the thief at the cross. He believed, but he wasn't baptized, and he's in heaven. But baptism, you should be baptized. I mean, it's a good thing to be baptized. Because baptism is a public profession of your faith. Amen. It's not bad to be baptized. You should be baptized. Or, you should be encouraged to be baptized. But it's not a requirement to go to heaven. You could still go to heaven and not be baptized. That is very possible. Amen. So listen, I love you guys, and I hope that you guys got something from this. Some of the sources that I have, I'm actually going to be posting this with, I'm going to be posting the sources that I have on Facebook. So if you have any questions, that's where it's going to be. Okay, I'm going to attach it to this video. When I put it on YouTube and when I put it on Sermon Audio, I will be sure to get those links put on there because you should cite your sources. I'm going to be sure to get that on there so you can take a look. Now, here's the thing, okay? There's a YouTube video I came across. I want you to take a look at it, okay? I want to encourage you, if you have free time, whenever you have free time, take a look at the video, okay? And take a look at the sources, in other words. What else? Now, I think that's going to be about it. So, just I want to encourage you to take a look at the sources. By the way, I don't want you taking my word for things. Okay? Now, sources are good. But here's the true source where you need to actually check. Okay? With anything that I say or do. Okay? Whatever I have said. I want you to be Bereans. And I want you to take what I say and you match it with this book right here, your King James Bible. You match it with what God said, because that's going to be the ultimate source. Okay, if what I said does not match with what the Bible says, then let God be true, and every man a liar. And if I'm wrong, then I pray and ask that the Lord will correct and rebuke and chasten me for it and show me where I'm wrong. And I will tell you that one of these days I will be held accountable for anything. I will be held accountable. I will have to give an account of what I said and did. Everything in this body, whether good or bad. And that will determine what rewards I get and don't get. So don't take my word for things. Don't follow me. Matter of fact, follow Jesus Christ. I want you to come with me to follow Jesus Christ. Don't follow me. I am just a man. I can mislead and I can let people down. Okay? That's why I want you to take everything I say and you match it with this book. Amen? You match it with this book. Because in the end, let God be true and every man a liar. Amen. So listen, I love you guys. I hope you guys got something out of this. I hope you guys got something out of this. I'm trying to really really trying to be a blessing to you. I'm not trying to, I'm trying to be a blessing and trying to show you that, you know, these hand gestures that these people make, you know, aren't good. It's not biblical. Christian, true believers shouldn't be getting themselves involved with such hand gestures. Amen. So, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, I don't have anything else. So with that said, I'm going to be signing off for the evening. If God willing, I might do a live devotional tomorrow night. We'll see. Maybe. I'm not sure. But we'll pick up again on our faith series on Monday with our Fishers of Men, and then we'll just go from there. And so pray for me on that. Pray for me on New Year's Eve. For New Year's Eve, I would like to try to, you know, leave this year strongly, but enter in the new year strongly. But the whole purpose of having a broadcast on New Year's Eve is to encourage you to look forward and not look behind, but to press toward the mark for that prize of a high calling. Amen. Meaning to move forward, not backwards. So, anyways, with that said, I love you guys. God bless you. I hope you got something out of this. Till next time, remember, think, live, and breathe Bible. In other words, meditate on the Word. Amen. Well, with that said, love you guys. God bless you. We'll see you next time.